get $12 for it. And Zuzi lo tzrichna, I don't need the money right now. I'm rich, so therefore I don't have to sell it right now. I know the kavidna milsa gabel lekech. Like I'm doing you a favor. The lekech that wants to buy the beer right now, I'm doing him a favor. So therefore, I have a right to charge the price of Nisan. It's not called ribbis. Oh, my lay Rav Sheshes, parade Ravidna le Rav Papa. But he said to Rav Papa, my chazi mar, who's, how come you mar are looking to koaz les bosali doch? You go after yourself. That's true. You yourself could wait with this beer and first sell it to Nisan. And then you will get the $12. So therefore, you feel you're allowed to sell it right now for $12. Who told you to look at yourself? Zil bosali tu. Look at the lekech. Look at the person that's buying it. Him really, it's ribbis. The ilu heavy luzuzi. Because if the person had $10 right now, heavy shakli kiashto, he could go anywhere and buy the beer right now. This barrel for $10. But hash to the rest lu zuzi. But since Lamaisi does not have any money right now, he can't afford to pay for it right now. Therefore, you're giving him the beer now, and shakli kiyukud lakamei, you're charging him the price of later of Nisan, and when he pays you, he doesn't have to pay $12. So if you look at lekeach, him it's called aganotar. Like, why is he agreeing to pay the extra $2? Only because he doesn't have any money right now. It's like the schar that is using the money, he'll pay an extra $2. So that's ribbis. So therefore, the tash, the Rav Papa, is also. Now, Omer Rav Chama says, tash, the di, vadi shori. My type of a business deal is for sure muta. So Rashi explains what was the business deal of Rabbi Chomo. So Rashi says Meicha Pramatia Hoya Meicha B'Mokam Azoil. He would sell merchandise at the time when the price is cheap, but Kishash Nimka B'Mokam Ayoker. He would sell it here at a higher price that people charge in a different place where the price is higher. So he would sell the merchandise here that really such a chair is only worth $10 here, but in a different city this chair is worth $12. So he would sell it to the merchants here for $12. Well, Mamtun Len, he would wait. The people here would take this chair to, and bring it up to the higher, to the more expensive place. And for whom a kabel all of achrayas derech balicha, Rav Chama, like the Meicha, will accept upon himself the achrayas that if anything gets ruined or gets lost while you're going up there, you don't have to pay me for it. Now, why would the merchant do this? Because when they went and sold the chair there, they would gain on the deal. And then the money they make over there, they would bring back here. And the achrayas are bringing the money back, that's upon them. So the kid said, this Rabbi Chom held was muta. I'm allowed to charge them the more expensive price here, even though I'm giving them the merchandise here, we hear really it's a cheaper price. And we do not consider this like he's paying for the ribbis. Smur says, why? My timer, Nihalu the lake of Rishusei. The person that's buying it off Rabbi Chama, this merchant, he's happy that the Achrayas on the way up is still in the Achrayas of Rabbi Chama. That means really it still belongs to Rabbi Chama. The Cholhecha, the cloud, the wherever he goes, Shaf Bilu Mikisa, Mikasa, the law freeing from taxes. Like he has a right to say this is the merchandise of the Talmud Chacham Rabbi Chama, and therefore he won't have to pay taxes. The Nokatlu Shuka. And when he goes to sell it, everybody will let him sell first, like Rashi says about him. Machriz and Shloya Yodim Rishol Limcha Rachim Kohen. Like there'll be Machriz, nobody else has the right to sell until you sell. Because you're selling the merchandise of Rabbi Chama, the Talmud Chacham, so he goes first. So the kid said, the merchant here is happy that, like, the sale should not go through now, it should still be considered Rabbi Chama's merchandise, nor that they'll gain on the deal. So therefore, when is the sale really chal? When they sell it there in the more expensive place. So when they sell it there, it's not worth $12 there. Therefore, Vichon has a right to take from them $12. Now the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, what's the halacha to Rav Chama? We pass kind of like this business deal of Rabbi Chama that it's muta. It's not called ribbis. And also, V'hilchasa, Rabbi Loza. We pass kind of like Rabbi Loza that we had before, that ribbis kitsutsa is yaitza b'dayonim. If the Malva collected real ribbis, then later, when the lady goes to claim to Bezdin takes it away from the Malva. And the other said, Rebiyana, we also passed like Rebiyana, the other that he said, Mali Hain, Mali Domain. What's the difference if you have the merchandise here or you have the money here? They're both considered equal, and it's not considered like ribbis. The money and the merchandise is equal, like we had before in the Sugin of Samar Dawit. Now, Tazer speaks out over here. That's the passing like Rebiyana. But you also pass like Rav Nachman, it's a first business deal. Only like Rav Papa, we don't ask him. But both like Rav Nachman and Rav Chama, we hold like both of their business deals. They're both not considered ribbis, both of them are muta. Now the Mishnah says, more chaleyes asoda, if Reuven sells Shimon in a field. For north, someone makes as domim, and right now Shimon puts like a down payment, pays part of it. V'yomaloi, and Reuven the Moicha says, Eimor say shetirtso have Eimois. Whenever you have time, we'll go, whenever you have the rest of the money, bring it to me. And then you'll take your own, and then you'll take the rest of the field. So that's also, such a thing is also to do. And the reason why it's faster is because, we, like we'll see in the Gemara, we do not know who could eat these pears. Like the produce of the field, we have to be afraid it may come out to be ribbis. Like we don't know if it's going to be a sale, or it's going to be only a loan. Like right now, Reuven Shimon the Lekech gave some money to the Meicher. Now we don't know if he's going to continue to buy the field, or will he just ask for his money back. So it may turn out to look like a loan, and therefore we're not allowed to eat the pears. The pears will be the ribbis. So therefore it's also to do this. We'll see exactly in the Gemara what exactly the Tanoim were. What about Halaveyu Al Sadeyu? Let's say I lent money, I lent you money, and I take your field back as a mashkin. The Yomel, and I say to you, if you will not pay me back my money within 3 years, then I have the right to keep this field. So in such a case, he has the right to do this, and then at the end of 3 years he can keep the field. And that's what this mishpacha did with the Pesach Rechamim. In such a case is muta. This is not called ribis. Again, we'll see exactly in the Gemara why this case is better than the Reisha. Now the Gemara says, in the Reisha, mi yoicha peris, who has the right to eat the peris? So Rashi says, mi yoicha peris, mochal v'kibbel miksosle. Like in the Reisha, where you sold your field, and you only accepted so far miksas part of the money. So mi yoicha peris patech kach, who has the right to eat the peris in between? So Rav Huna Ramar moicher oichel peris. Rav Huna says, the moicher the seller. Since the other person didn't pay all the money yet, therefore it's still with Shusha Meicher, the Meicher has a right to eat the Paris. Rav Onan Amar, Rav Onan says no, Mishal Shenes HaPeris, we have to take the Paris and give it away to a third party. In other words, right now neither the Meicher nor the Lekeach could eat from the Paris, because we're afraid it may come out to be ribbis, like we'll soon explain. Therefore right now we have to take all these Paris and give it to a third person to hold on to. And the Mora says, B'lei Pligi, there's no Machoikis over here. In other words, when does Rav Huna say that the Meicher has the right to eat the Peris? When the Meicher said clearly that Lechimaisis Koni, when you give me the rest of the money, from then on first you will be kind of the field. But up until then the field still belongs to me, therefore the Meicher has the right to eat the Peris, the fruits that grow, all this time. And like when did Reb Onan say that Mishalshlin, we have to give the Paris away to somebody else? Ho di yomalechi maistis, when you bring me the money later, kini meyachshov, then you'll be kind of the field from right now, meyachshov. So therefore, right now, it's a doubt, really, who owns the field. On the side that he's going to bring the money later, really, he owned the field all the time. Therefore, he has a right to eat the Paris. And if the Meicher eats the Paris, it's like he's eating a Paris ribis. And neither Gisa, let's say, the Lekeach does not pay the money, so, and then true it comes out that the field belonged the whole time to the Meicher, so therefore the Lekeach is not like the Paris. So therefore these Paris, in the meantime, you have to give it away, biyat shlish, and make